Well, with the Michigan summer travel season in full swing, we take you to Grand Rapids today for a tour of the newly renovated Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. It reopened last month after a full redo of much of the 54,000-square-foot facility. Permanent exhibits continue to include a full-scale replica of the Oval Office, interactive cabinet room, a 1976 bicentennial display, and a section of the Berlin Wall. Another exhibit pays tribute to the life and influence of Betty Ford, who's credited with paving the way for modern first ladies. WKAR's Peter Wharf and the Gerald Ford's public affairs specialist Kristen Mooney start our walkthrough in Ford's collegiate days.
Right around here, so we're in his young youth section.
Right.
Again, we start the story at the beginning. And you'll see that the colors are a lot brighter.
Right. The maize and blue is prominent.
Yeah, maize and blue. But basically, you can see what we've done in the new exhibits. It's a lot brighter. It's a better feel. Mm-hmm. The artifacts are placed, you know, so that you can see quite a few more things. Photographs are highly prevalent. We use a lot of visuals to help walk people through.
I can see where you have a lot of new photographs, and even the older photographs, of course in black and white, are enhanced and sharp, as well as the text.
Yes, yep. And basically what we wanted to do was find a way to appeal to our historians, our younger visitors, our just average visitors here just dabbling, you know, visiting presidential libraries. We wanted to find a way to wrap them into President Ford's story.
Great photo there of Ford, maybe at a football practice. There he is. I've never seen a candid like that before of Ford. He looks like a man in his early 20s.
He looks like a regular guy, doesn't he?
Just a regular guy taking a break from football practice with a teammate.
He's got his football pants on, a white T-shirt, kind of sweaty. It's great.
This looks like a class photo of some kind.
Yep. And actually what we're looking at right here are his years in Yale. And so he was coaching at the time. And this is probably a picture from when he also assisted in that area.
This is a fantastic photo over here, not just because of the subject of the photo with the football coaches, like you were saying, Ford at Yale, but the intensity of the photo looking right into the lens.
It is. And there's something about that 1930s, 1940s era of photography that when they got it, it was great. You can feel the emotion.
Fantastic.
Growing up in Grand Rapids, Jerry's close-knit family included three younger brothers. He became an avid Eagle Scout and captain of his high school football team. He went to the University of Michigan, earning a degree in economics and Most Valuable Player honors in football.
And then we continue on into, obviously, World War II. That also shaped his life. And again, this is a more interactive exhibit, so I'll say for radio, you need to be here to see it. You get an actual feel of being on the USS Monterey flight deck and a feel for what Ford went through.
Right. I remember some of these things from last year, but
yeah,
there's a lot of new items and you've rearranged.
Yes, yep. Like the congressional desk here, that obviously was in our old exhibit, but this time you can 360 around it. And even with the Oval Office, for example, we opened up the back windows, so you can actually walk around now and get a bird's eye view of the president's desk. So some of the things that we've got the same, we've reiterated them so that you can get a better view.
Here's a photo. So many photos, you can't remember them all after one or two visits. But I don't remember seeing this one of the then Betty Bloomer as a fashion model.
Yes, she was a fashion model. She also was a dance instructor as well as a dance troubadour in the Martha Graham dance project in New York. And actually, that is a picture. What we've got here is Betty laying out with her dress all around her. And that was a picture of her at the finale of one of her dance recitals.
Was that one here before?
It was actually very small. Okay. You probably would not have noticed it. We've enlarged it and made it near life size.
But when World War II erupted, Ford joined the U.S. Navy in 1942. He served as a lieutenant.
I was wondering if We could look at one of the touch screens.
Yeah, let's find one.
Okay, great.
We'll take.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Just have to touch it quick. So we're looking at the Dig Deeper Betty Ford section here, and it's a touchscreen display. And you can click on related stories and objects, and you can look at actual documents that we have in our collection. So this is a question and answers to the Equal Rights Amendment. This would have been sent out. As you know, Mrs. Ford was a big proponent for the Equal Rights Amendment, spokesperson and everything. So you can see the actual pamphlet here, and you can thumb through it and get a little more detail, which we wouldn't be able to put this whole pamphlet on display, so this is a great way for people who want to do that. Then if you want to look at other things, there's another document here on equal rights, a case for the Equal Rights Amendment. And again, you can look at what's in the collection. This would actually be in the archives in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing research, you can get in and see these things. But for the average visitor, these things are off limits.
Right.
So this is a great way for us to give you a little more information on some of those things that Mrs. Ford dealt with.
It kind of leaves room to show some other objects and photographs.
Yes.
And artifacts and things like that. And if you want to go a little deeper into the text and the history, then
yeah,
here are your
yeah,
screens.
You're able to do that.
Kristen Mooney at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum in Grand Rapids, taking a look at the relaunch of the museum.
And then one last thing that I will show you that was not in the original exhibit, or our last iteration, obviously with the funeral happening, we are able to actually dedicate a complete room to the president's and Mrs. Ford's funerals. And this is wonderful because it overlooks the gravesite area outside. So this was actually one of the reasons for the renovation, was to pay actual tribute and to do this room right.
He didn't ask anymore why they didn't thrust upon him. He was just a man of the people from Michigan. He and Betty Ford brought a lot of dignity and decency at a time when we really...
So here we're hearing some of the tributes at his funeral
and overlooking
the final resting places.
Yes,
right?
Overlooking the grave site. And so it's a wonderful end to the exhibits. It's a great way to finally conclude the story. We were able to include the last chapter.
Kristen Mooney at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Library in Grand Rapids. Thanks again.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Warren.
And Gerald Ford was sworn in as the 38th President of the United States.
So help me God.